Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today's date is Thursday, May 6th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we're in the chapter We Agnostics on page 55, reading paragraph 3, which begins with We Finally Saw That. Our readers' names are Lois P. for the 12 steps, Naomi B. for the 12 traditions, Deb E., and Leslie M. Mary B. will greet newcomers after the recording stops and take names from available sponsors, and then Shelley E. will do some announcements for us. The reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, is 16890. That's 16,890. The reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, May 6th, is 16897, 16,897. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Lois P. to please read the 12 steps.
Thank you, Elaine. Thank you. Good morning. This is Lois P., gratefully recovered in New York. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Step one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood God, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Thank you, Elaine. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
Thank you very much, Lois P. And I will now ask Naomi B. to please read the 12 traditions.
Thank you, Elaine. Good morning, family. This is Naomi B., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself and our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lead the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issue, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relation policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communications. 12. Anonymity is our spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Naomi B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted using the star 1 function on your keypad, please. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're in the chapter We Agnostics on page 55, paragraph 3, and I will ask Debbie to please begin reading.
Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. We finally saw that faith in some kind of God was a part of our makeup, just as much as the feeling we have for a friend. Sometimes we had to search fearlessly, but he was there. He was as much a fact as we were. We found the great reality deep down within us. In the last analysis, it is only there that he may be found. It was so with us. So those first three words, we finally saw, make me think of how we often talk about how a lot of people's experience in OA is that it was the last house on the block. And that's very much what it was like for me. I'm grateful that I came into OA fairly young in my 20s, so I don't feel like I had as many years of like looking along the rest of the block, so to speak. But I did feel completely desperate and fed up and so ready to make a change. And so for me, this finally signifies the surrender, like that I've finally given up the fight. I finally see that I'm going to have to turn my life over to a higher power, that I can't do this alone anymore, that it's just not working, and that that's the solution that has been proposed to me, and that I have some faith that will work. You know, like something resonated with me when I heard the stuff I heard at my first meeting, you know, and then I did agree that that was the way recovery was going to happen for me, was by following these directions and having faith in higher power. You know, and this faith within us, I really feel like there is a little part of my higher power within me who's been guiding me my whole life, but I got so used to hearing that guidance and then kind of doing a 180 and going the opposite way and just staying in my will and not listening to it. But it's really right there. And this line, this is my favorite line of the paragraph, we found the great reality deep down within us. And I remember the last time this was read on this meeting and someone shared on it, and it really spoke to me. And at the time I was doing some very deep work, stuff I'd never really explored through the steps before. This great reality within me, kind of the real truth, I had a real raw look at my actions, and that goes way, way deeper than the food. And it was this uncovering and seeing, you know, who I really am. And so much of the hiding behind the food is about not wanting to admit, not wanting to look at what's really there. And what's really there, a big part of what's really there that I wasn't willing to accept is that I'm just a human being. And I still have perfectionism. Like it's still not gone. You know, I have a better way to deal with it now. But this unrealistic expectation of myself and this great reality that I had to face that I'll never be more than that. And that's okay. It's okay to be a human being. It's okay to have faults. And this program teaches me how to work, like how to live life as a human instead of continuously trying to live it as some perfect superwoman that
gentle
I'm never
going
to get to. And great time. Thank you. That was exactly where I wanted to wrap up. Thank you. Okay.
Elaine, we can't hear you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going on and on here. Thank you very much, Mo. Wow. Okay, so though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day so that others might share their experience, too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to comment on this paragraph, page 55, paragraph 3, please press star 1 to unmute and let me know.
Bonnie J.M.
Bonnie J.M.
Annabelle Z.
Annabelle Z. Jody.
Jody H.
Jody H. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we're off to a start with Bonnie J.M., Annabelle Z.,
Maureen
and Jody H. Who was that?
Maureen S.
Maureen S. Anybody else? Okay, so Bonnie J.M., you'll be followed by Annabelle Z. Please go ahead, Bonnie.
Hi, I'm Bonnie J.M. I'm from Arizona. I've been in this program a long time, and a very long time, and I'm not sure exactly when that was, but I think it was probably the early 80s. And the line that just jumped really out at me was, he was a much effect as we were, and we found the great reality deep within us. It reminded me, first of all, as long as I've been in this program, you know, I still have doubts. I still have confusion. I still question at times whether my faith is strong. And I do have the acceptance in this whole program that recovery is a process. But what this line reminded me of was a little story that I'd read in one of the Chicken Soup books where this little girl named Sasha, his mother had a little child, a new child, and Sasha wanted to be in the bedroom alone with the child while the child was in the crib, but the mother didn't let the little girl do that because she had heard sometimes older siblings can hurt the baby out of jealousy. And anyway, the mother didn't see that happening when Sasha was around the baby, so the next time Sasha asked, she let her go in. And she left the door a little ajar, and when Sasha got up to the crib to the baby, she said, "Tell me about God. I'm starting to forget." And I love this story because even though I have a faith, that there is a part of me that knows absolutely what's best for me and that will guide me there if I ask. You know, stuff comes up, and I doubt it from time to time. And I feel like I do go in my act-as-if mode of recovery and go, tell me about God. What do you want from me? Because I'm starting to forget. And it to me, this program is so amazing that, you know, we have the tools to connect us with that higher power as long as, even when we have doubts and even when we think we've lost faith, that power is still there. And, I truly believe at a head level and most of the time at a heart level that wherever I am, God is and all is well. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Bonnie J.M. Okay, Annabelle Z., you're up next, followed by Jody H.
Good morning. My name is Annabelle Z. I'm from Washington State. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater and very grateful to be on the line this morning. I love this. I love when I read something in the Big Book that I was like, I swear that was never there before. What stood out for me is this piece about we saw that faith was part of our makeup, like the feeling we have for a friend. And it really hit me that before program, and even I've been in, like I said before, in the 12-step program for years and years, but I've really never had a good, close friend that I could trust. And it's partly because I never reached out, and so I never had this friendship feeling with a higher power either. And so I went for it, you know. I just went for it and started calling women in OA, and I heard it early on, and I thank you all for that, because in starting, October 9th of last fall, people said, just call as many people you can, get as many phone numbers as you can, and have as big of a network as you can. And those women are, I say women, but men as well, but I don't call them, but sorry. I just want to say how loving you are and how truly genuine your service is and your love is. And that's the love I have now from my higher power. That it was just like twofold. Like the more I searched fearlessly for friends by picking up the phone and by just doing what I was told, I'm actually searching fearlessly for friendship and guidance and wise counsel from my higher power. And I mean, he speaks to me through everyone I call on the program. So by starting to connect with people, I was actually getting friendships, and that feeling became true for me. So I guess I never heard that before, because I really never had a feeling for a friend, and I never shared myself with anyone else. Nobody was safe, but you are safe for me. And I'm so grateful for that. And so that's helped me find the safety of my higher power too, so I can fully trust the higher power. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Annabelle C. Can so relate to that. Okay, Jody H., you are up next, followed by Maureen S. Please go ahead, Jody.
Yes, my name is Jody H. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater calling from the state of Maine. I really touched base with this reading today, particularly with the great reality that's within each one of us. When I first came into my first 12-step program, I couldn't stand hearing the Word of God. I was like, oh, this is crazy. These people are crazy. And when my sponsor encouraged me to be alone with myself and touch base with that Spirit of God within me, I slowly became willing to admit that God was my higher power and that His Spirit was working within me. And last year, when I came into the Overeaters Anonymous Vision Meeting, my sponsor at first would say things on the phone to me that I didn't agree with in my flesh. But it deepened my spirit. I felt such an urging to continue in the program and I encourage anybody who's new, don't give up. It does work, and it's with your higher power, you can do an awesome lot of work, and you can become a real vital and vibrant person, not only in your own life, but in your community. And yeah, I really can't say enough about touching base with that inner spirit of God that's within each of us. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Jody H. Maureen S. is up next, and then after she shares, we'll take another line up on page 55, paragraph 3, which begins with, "We finally saw that." Please share with us, Maureen.
Thank you so much. This is Maureen S. in New York. Recovering, not recovered, but I really, really, really love this paragraph. The Big Book always speaks to me when I'm not using my drug of choice, food. That's just an amazing thing to me, how when I'm in the food and I can read it and it just goes, you know, from one side of my head to the other, and I don't get any wisdom from it. But when I put the food down, even when I put it down for 1 hour, even it, the fog will clear and I'll get wisdom from it. What spoke to me most was the sentence of, "Sometimes we had to search fearlessly." That speaks to me because it tells me that I have to do something. I have to search fearlessly sometimes. And being someone who, when I'm in the food, I'm so filled with fear that there was almost no time where I didn't have the fear. And I defined God in my terms. I defined my higher power in such a clouded, diluted, like addiction-filled way that I would sit in that, and then I would say, well, God isn't real, and I don't have a higher power because, look, he hasn't done X, Y, Z, or he hasn't met all of these expectations that I, in my selfishness, kind of made God into what I think he should have done for me, and it was all about me, 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 me. And I can see that when I'm reading this, that I didn't search for him. I waited for him to become what I thought that he should have been. And that just helps me today because I know that I need to put action into building my relationship with my higher power. I can't sit here and just say, okay, higher power, show me, you know, where you are. Show me that you're going to like do all these wonderful things for me and get rid of this issue and this painful person. And that's not how it works. I need to search fearlessly for him, because imagine if I created God, like the my self-focus, sometimes I just have to laugh at it because it's so bad. I'm like, for someone that on the outside, you think, oh, she's so thoughtful and, you know, not selfish. I am inherently selfish. And I think that God should be all these things, and some of the things he is, you know, he is loving and he loves me. And I also had such a fine, tiny little focus of God and put him inside these boxes of this organized religion that I've been a part of for so long, that for lots of different various reasons, I felt let down. And through the 12 steps and through like the 12 always definition of a higher power helps me to let go of this anger I had with these organized religions. And because this church didn't do this X, Y, Z, therefore God left me. And when you look at God through the eyes of recovery, it's not about this building, that this so-called church. It's not about that. It's so beyond that in such a beautiful way. And I'm grateful for, so grateful. Thank you so much. I'll pass.
Thank you, Maureen. That's grateful for your share. And everybody shares. So if anybody, though we value your experience, we ask you to limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to comment on page 55, paragraph 3, "We finally saw," please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Sarah C.
Sarah C. Anybody else?
Gwen M.
Gwen M. We got lots of room if anybody else would like to share.
Mary G.
Mary G.
J.
Jerry K.
Jerry K.
Barbara W.
Barbara W. One more. Okay. We can stop right here at Dara C., Gwen M., Mary G., Jerry J., and Barbara W. So delightful how gently these names are coming in. Thank you. So Dara C., please go ahead, and you'll be followed by Gwen M. Thank you.
Hi. Good morning. May I be heard okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, great. This is Dara C., recovering compulsive eater in Delaware. And I've only shared once before on this line, but I just was moved to share today. I am taking step 5 today, and the last couple weeks going through my inventories, you know, the word that jumped out at me in this paragraph is search fearlessly, which is exactly what I've been doing in step 4, and it hasn't always been pleasant. I have gone through a lot of emotions. I am an agnostic. I am a very selfish person also. I'm seeing more and more. And going through step 4, I've just been overanalyzing everything and criticizing myself every time I'm seeing these defaults pop up in real time. And what I need and what I know I need now is that relationship with God, which I'm working on, which is a big deal because a few months ago, the idea of, you know, having a personal relationship with God was just like impossible, insane, not happening. You don't know me. That's like not going to work, not going to cut it. But it is starting to work slowly, and it's pretty amazing. And, you know, even though I've been pretty, you know, up and down the last couple of weeks through step 4, I have started to shift. And when I see the defaults pop up, I just pause and I say, thank you, God, for showing me that I was being selfish in that situation, you know, and I'm just like slowly starting to shift how I see it and starting to, you know, try to have a deeper and closer relationship with my higher power. So today I am feeling at peace, which is wonderful. In a couple hours, I will take step 5, and I hope it just continues to get better from there. So thank you to everyone on the line today. I hope you have a great day, and I pass.
That's great, Dara C. Hope it goes well. Wonderful. Okay, Gwen M., you're up next, followed by Mary G.
Hi, this is Gwen M., a compulsive overeater from Connecticut. And as a newcomer, I'm working on my higher power, and that's something that I have struggled with my whole life, and I do, and it's something I really strive for and would like to connect with. And I feel like it was sort of a blessing from God that I, first of all, the steps that got me into OA, and I have learned and given more faith into this, you know, each part and person and step that I took or was put in front of me led me to this wonderful place and then led me to vision. I've been listening for a week, and I feel like it was the grace of God that we are reading We Agnostics on my first week. It was such a perfect lead-in to what I really needed to hear, and everybody share and all the incredible wisdom and recovery on these lines as I've been struggling to really turn myself over to my higher power, and feeling like a lot of times I'm just acting as if, and, you know, not, I don't totally get it. But at the same time, I came to the realization that I got here in desperation, and I really have, through the past few weeks, really have been putting my faith in this program, in OA, in the fellowship, in the steps. I truly believe, and I have come to really believe, that if I work the steps and I do what these instructions say in the big book, and I follow the wisdom and guidance of the incredible people in the fellowship and work with my sponsor, that not only will I get recovery, but I will connect with my higher power in the process and really develop that. And so I realized that as much as I was struggling with the what exactly is my higher power and how do I make that connection, that I realized, wow, I think I've actually taken that first step, because I really do believe that I need a power greater than myself, and that this program, at the very least, at this first step for me, is that power greater than myself that I'm turning myself over to very willingly and in desperation to help me get towards that recovery that I know I need and I believe that God has in store for me if I can stick with it. So thank you so much, everybody, for your sharing and your service and for all your incredible wisdom and recovery on these lines. I pass.
Thank you so much, Gwen M., and all of our newcomers. So fabulous to have you here. Welcome, welcome. Mary G., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Jerry J.
Hi, this is Mary G. from Arizona, and thank you for your service and for all those who are on the line today. I really wasn't planning to share on this paragraph, but I thought, you know what, there's such an easy lineup, I'll try to get in. And so I thought I'd just put my name in. You know, I finally saw that faith in some kind of God, that line struck me, because when I came in, I thought I understood my God. I thought I understood what God was. I was extremely arrogant. To me, there is no way that I can ever understand a mystery. I can't understand God. But I, you know, when I searched fearlessly for God, when I was in the food, it was, God, please help me stop eating. Take away this bag, you know, zap me thin. You know, I never wanted to do any work. I wanted just to have the easier, softer way. And I was telling God what to do. When I put down the food and I started to realize, you know, just how much my life had been run on self-will and self, just what I wanted, my selfishness, my self-centeredness. I mean, it was just unbelievable for somebody who thought they weren't selfish at all. And, you know, when I search fearlessly now, I just recently read a novel, and one of the characters in the novel just said, pray, release, pray, release. And, you know, that's kind of my way of communicating with my higher power now, is that I pray, you know, I say what's going on in my life, and then I try to release it all. I just let it go. I don't tell God what I want him to do. I don't try to fix it. I don't try to do anything. I just try to let it go and let God be there. And for me, that's how I have found that great reality deep within. It's always there. That's the most beautiful part of it for me, is that I can do this any time of the day. You know, any time that I'm getting anxious or angry, you know, I can remember to pause, to, you know, connect with that power, because I don't have the power, you know, but I believe that my higher power does. Do I understand it? Absolutely not. And thank goodness I understand that today. Thank goodness. And so with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Mary G. Okay, Jerry J., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Barbara W.
Hi, everybody.
Let us know where you're calling from.
I'm Jerry K., as in kite, from Pennsylvania, and it's a beautiful day to fly a kite here in Pennsylvania. I'm gratefully a compulsive overeater. I never thought I'd say that. I've been abstinent since March 15th, 2020, and vision's been a huge, huge part of it. I've never shared, though, before, but I knew when the words were read about the great reality that I had to share, because when I was in the food, I was living a lie. That was my false self, and all those, that magical thinking, I was in another 12-step program and journaling my letter to higher power every morning. And in that letter were affirmations about being thin, about letting go of the food. But God forbid I would check out a very well-known effective program such as Overeaters Anonymous first of all, it wasn't on my radar for a long while, I'm sure because of my own denial and my false self. And then as my disease progressed as it does, it became more and more obvious that something was really wrong with me. That drove all kinds of shame up, all kinds of things that I thought I had worked on, done my steps on. And you know, the 12 steps are the 12 steps. However, the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous are what I needed. I needed to discover the great reality of myself. And I've had some incidents the last few days where I've run into people that I knew before the quarantine, and they haven't seen me in over a year, and they didn't recognize me. And it was very disconcerting. It wasn't the ego trip it would have been before OA, before I knew I had to get food sober, before when I would do a pay and weigh, and it was all ego-driven. It had nothing to do with spirituality. I wanted to say, but this is me. This is who I really am. The person you knew before wasn't me. But, you know, that doesn't make great small conversation in the nursery picking out geraniums, which I'm enjoying flowers and gardening and life more than I ever have before. And that's from embracing the great reality. But it's a daily reprieve. It's only one day at a time and one meal at a time. It's calling in my food plan. It's going to meetings. It's being consistent about showing up, listening to vision meetings, and now sharing in a vision meeting. There's podcasts of so many meetings available. So whether I'm Zooming into a local meeting or not, all these resources are available to me. That's the great reality. And I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you, everybody, for sharing. I call myself recovering only because I grew up with a mom in another program, and she always said she was recovering, not cured. But I understand that just for today, I am recovered. And I'm so grateful. Thank you, God. Thank you. And this has been such a blessing. Thank you, everybody, for your service.
Thank you. Thank you, Jerry K. Welcome. And Barbara W. is up next. And after Barbara W. shares, we will have time for a couple more shares on page 55, paragraph 3, which begins with, "We finally saw." So please go ahead, Barbara W.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, visionaries. It's wonderful to be here, and I'm so grateful for all your service, Team Thursday. The one thing that really jumped out at me, and someone about two or three shares back, could have been my twin and sharing, one of the things that I used to lament as I was, especially as an adult, perhaps after my children had grown up and gone on their own, the word friend is like I had no concept of it. I didn't understand what it meant to be a friend. And I really have to say that in the words of I've heard that I go deeper into my God. By doing that, I've learned what a true friend is, because I have such a deep respect and deep knowing of God's part in my life. God is my life. That's the point. And it's how much I rely on God. More so, I'll get these messages out of nowhere, and I don't even know. Well, I know it's my higher power, but it's that I just did it about a half hour ago. I had this soft piano music, and I was just contemplating God. I was contemplating God's part in my life, and yes, God does speak to me, and I've learned He speaks to me in this gentle, friendly, loving voice. And a voice, I wouldn't put a label on it or a kind of voice as. It's more like a thought that comes to me. Often, recently I got a bug in my ear, and I started organizing my closet with boxes labeled. And I ordered the same size boxes and started labeling them and putting them up there. And the thrill, it was definitely God inspired, there's no question, because it's giving a part of my life and I can see things. And I'm not wondering where things are, which is, in my age at 75, is a very real possibility. And the friendship I know with God is the friendship I've become knowing with others. And
gentle reminder.
Thank you. And even though I don't have what I call a close friend, whatever that means, I know I have a deep and abiding friend in God. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Barbara W. And though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared since Monday and you'd like to comment on page 55, paragraph 3, press star 1 to unmute and let me know. We have time for 3 shares.
Jody E.
Jody E. Bruce E. And one more. Okay. Let's go with Jody E. and Bruce E. Please go ahead, Jody.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody E., and I'm a gratefully recovering compulsive overeater currently in the state of Washington. We found the great reality deep down within us. In the last analysis, it is only there that he may be found. When I look back over my life, I see that God was there all along, even though I wasn't always seeking God, really. But even when I wasn't seeking God, God showed up at various times when I needed God. I didn't always recognize it as God, but in retrospect, I see that it was God. Talking to me, guiding me when I was walking blindly through life. When I came to Overeaters Anonymous many years ago, I started to seek God because I saw that, oh, this eating problem is related to my spiritual fitness, my spirituality, or my lack thereof. And today I actively seek this connection with this higher power deep down within me through meditation and prayer, so that I can, and through abstinence also, entire abstinence clears the channel to that great reality deep within me. When I'm in the food, it's like there's static. Like you're trying to tune in to a radio station, but there's all this static. Getting entirely abstinent helps me tune in to my higher power and be able to hear him so much better. He's still there, even when I'm in the food, but it's easier to connect and to hear his guidance when I'm out of the food. So prayer, meditation, and entire abstinence all help me to go within and connect with this higher power deep within me, as this suggests, which I believe too, so that I know how I can align my will with God's will and start to realize the promises of this program. And thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Jody E. And Bruce E., you're up next, and we will, I think, have time for one more share after Bruce. So please go ahead, Bruce.
All right. Thank you. This is Bruce E. Excuse me. I'm in Fort Myers, Florida area, and glad to be on the call. Thank you very much. Just as much as we have... just as much as the feeling we have for a friend. So, you know, what's been my feeling of friends? I know a lot of people. I don't have a lot of really close friends. Probably have more than I think. But, you know, when I have a feeling for a friend, it's really unique. You know, it's like we're bonded together. It's like we're really like each other, and we're not worried that one person can take advantage of the other or whatever. You know, we're not competing with each other. We're just comfortable with each other. So, you know, comfortable with God. Lately I've been thinking more. I've really been praying about this kind of stuff, about my higher power and God and what he's doing for me and all of this. And been thinking of God as my dad, my daddy, one that wasn't there for me or wasn't around when I was growing up. And he's always there now. You know, he's not gone. But it says, sometimes we had to search fearlessly, but he was there. And he appears in so many different unusual ways to me. And I do have to search fearlessly, and it's kind of like, oh, come on, God. You know, you're God, so you got all the power. So how come I got to work so hard, you know? I want to get it easy, you know? I always want it to be easy. And I'm really having to work for this thing now, work for this. And especially these character defects that are coming up, really work to surrender those. But he keeps coming and appearing to me in so many unusual different ways that I never expected. So we've got this outreach ministry, and we just expanded it to homeless. And I didn't have a lot of desire to minister to homeless people until, I mean, it's always sort of been there, but not a lot. And until recently. And I'm going, God, I don't know a homeless person in the whole county, a million people live in this county. I don't know any homeless people. How am I going to help anybody that's homeless if I don't even know somebody that's homeless? Now, that doesn't mean I got to go homeless, right, in order to find out. But anyway.
just a reminder.
Oh, thank you. So I'm pulling out of the car dealership 2 days ago, and there's a homeless guy, and I knew the guy. And I pulled over right away and picked him up, and we were talking. He started crying. I was crying. We prayed together. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Lovely. Thank you, Bruce E. Okay, we do have time for 1 2-minute share. Who'd like to take that? Star one to unmute.
Can I take it?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Who is this?
My name's Stacey A. from New York City. Just quick share. I have been abstinent for my behaviors 2 weeks today. And it's a real hardship. The food still have to kind of figure out. But my behaviors 2 weeks today as a bulimic and other stuff. But with the help of everyone and stuff and fellowship, I know I'm not alone. And but that'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
That is wonderful. Congratulations, Stacey A.
Thank you.
Do you have 1 minute? Do you have one minute?
It's yours. Go ahead, Fit. Go for it.
Okay, this is Tina out of Columbus, Ohio. And like a previous caller, I have less than 24 hours of being abstinent, like less than 12. And I know you guys are there, and I just have to get back in the saddle and just hold on by my bootstraps until I can get a sponsor and do all that other stuff. So keep praying for me. Keep me in your prayers, Tina G. And I love you guys, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Some available sponsors will be giving their numbers in just a little bit. So thank you very much, Tina G. And thank you, everybody who has shared. We're now going to transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Leslie M. please read a vision for you?
Thank you, Elaine, for your service. Good morning. My name is Leslie M., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.